You just can't hide. Right don't go anywhere.
And you say to yourself, how can I stand? Oh, I know sometimes you may get weak. Let me tell you who will give you true peace.
Wonderful song, and we believe that that song is going to go worldwide. If you want to, we're going to give you our website where you'll be able to get some of our songs, most of our songs that we've written over the years are on our website. So before the broadcast is over, we're going to make sure that you get our songs. It's a blessing to be able to write songs for God. You know, we sing, but we believe that songwriting is strongly on our hearts. You want to elaborate a little bit about that, Pastor Shelley?
Yes, praise the Lord. God has given us the ministry, not just to the word of God, but he's also given us to be able to express his word through music. And that's one of the things that he's given us. He's given us the ability to be able to write songs that would encourage the hearts of the believers and those who may not know the Lord, that if they're going through some trying times, that the words of the music can lift their spirits. And that's what God has actually anointed us, not just to preach the word or teach the word, but also to sing and minister the word in song as well.
Amen. And so this next song is called Vessel of Clay. And it's just basically talking about being used of God, wherever God wants you to go, whatever God wants you to do. Just remember that we are not our own. We belong to the Lord, and we're just vessels. So I pray you enjoy.
I present my body.
Praise the Lord. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was a song that God really was using me during the time when I was going through different trials and becoming a vessel. Didn't know I was going to become a pastor, was a psalmist, and anywhere I would go, I would just break out in the song. I might be in my barbershop, you know, I might be at work, just a psalmist dedicated to singing to the Lord and using my body as a vessel of clay and allowing God to work through me. So I pray you guys enjoyed that worship song. Next, we're going to go with another worship song, worship and praise song. This was actually one of the first songs that I recorded. This was before I met my lovely wife, Dr. Shelley. And this song is called I Praise Your Name. It's another wonderful worship song. I pray you enjoy it. Let's go.
Because you're so worthy.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful selection, vision of that song that you just praised the Lord. Pastor Kevin, I just thank God for the praise that he has on your life. And like you said, that was something that you had written before I met you. And it's just a beautiful place to be, that when you're going through trials, you find yourself in the midst of, in the presence of the Lord, where he can give you the strength and he can give you the peace that you need. Well, speaking of peace and going through things, the next selection is entitled Fill My Temple. And that song was written, I wrote that song in the midst of going through some hardship. And I wanted the Lord to fill me with his glory, with his peace, with his love, with his joy. And I didn't want to be, you know, having a whole lot of bitterness and resentment in my life. So I asked God to do that. That was something I asked God to do. I have on this particular song, I have a young lady by the name of Tynette, who Daniel, who's leading this song for me on this Fill My Temple. And I wanted to, I believe it's going to be a blessing to the listening audience. God bless you. Yeah. Jesus, I know you felt the presence of the Lord, asking the Lord to fill you up, fill you with his glory, fill you with his presence in your life, that people may be able, hallelujah, to just glean from you, be able to just pull from your anointing, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Feel the presence of the Lord in this room, Apostle Kevin, hallelujah, as we lift up the name of Jesus. Fill me up, Lord God. Let us overflow, Lord God. Let others, Lord God, let us be able to spill over to others, Lord God. Hallelujah,
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, we went in the studio with some good friend of ours years ago, Dr. Howard Patton.
Yeah.
You know, he produced this song, and we all went in the studio together, and myself and my wife, along with the other singers, we were doing the backgrounds. And so that was a great experience. I think it was like 10 or 12 singers that went into the studio to record, and we had, you know, live musicians coming in, and it was just a great experience. Going in the studio with such an anointed group of singers, along with me and my wife and Sister Tarnette. So I pray you guys enjoyed that. That was a great experience.
We just wanted to use the first portion of of this segment to just praise God. It was like our form of worship to the Lord. So that's what we did, the first portion of the segment, and then we're going to move on to just some more, you know, songs of praise and worship and some things that you may be going through that a song may be able to touch your heart.
During this COVID-19.
During this COVID-19, we want to be a blessing to you as well. And so our next selection that we want to share with you would be Look to the Hills. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. That's Psalms 121.
Yeah.
All of our help comes from the Lord,
yes,
maker of heaven and earth. Glory be to God.
Yeah, and you know there's a lot going on in the world with COVID-19, and we got so much crime in our nation, and so many people dying, and you know, so many people strung out on drugs and alcohol, and this is a perfect song that we went in the studio and we did this song, and this was actually produced by myself and written by Pastor Shelley, and we took a couple of friends in to actually do this song, and I pray you guys enjoy it. Amen. We have John Grant, great musician and engineer on the guitar. I know you guys will love this. Amen.
Look to the hills. Look to the hills.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Watch Satan and his lies and all his trickery, trying to live on drugs and alcohol just to cope with my problems. Oh yeah. But you got to keep your eyes focused on the Lord.
You got to be strong.
You will surely fall. That's why you got to
look to the
hills. Just hold your hand. The promise, be a present help in the time of your trouble. He's a lifter of the dead. Give you strength that you need. Give you hope to succeed. All you gotta do is look around if you don't. I'm a strong song to the heavens and the earth. Look to the hills. To the far of the earth. You'll be my strong song.
Thank you.
Enjoyed that one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we know the next selection, glory be to God, when you look to the hills from which cometh your help, all your help comes from the Lord. And you can rest assured that wherever you are, wherever you may be, God can see where you are. He is called the God. He's called El Rohi. That means the God that sees. And so he knows exactly where you are. He knows where to meet you at the point of your need. And so this next selection is entitled Rescue. So he knows where you are. He knows how to come in your bedroom. He knows how to come. He knows how to find you.
Yeah.
We don't find him. He finds us.
Yeah.
And he knows how to rescue us.
Yeah.
So someone is going through something right now and feel like giving up. Hallelujah. We call on the God of El Rohi, the God that sees, because he's a present help in the time of trouble. And we pray that he comes and rescue you at this time. God bless you. I hope you enjoyed this selection. God bless.
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You came and you rescued me.
You came and you left.
Shelly, yes. I know y'all felt that. Amen.
Yes.
We're moving a little bit from the worship segment to a little bit of the hip-hop, amen, session for some of you young folk out there, or for some of you old folk who are young at heart.
Yes.
Amen. This next song is called Right There by Your Side. It was written by myself out of some trials, feeling like my back was against the wall, and the Lord told me that no matter what you go through, I am right there by your side. I pray you enjoy.
Devil comes in like a flood. And it looks like I can't tread up above. And it looks like my house isn't gonna stand.
I'll be right there.
And it feels like I'm sinking in sand. When Jesus says to me, you know you can make it.
I know you can make it.
When Jesus says to me, you know you can take it.
You can take it. I'll be right there.
I'll be right there.
I'll be right there. I'll be right there.
People would say, I'm feeling that one. I'll be right there. I'll be right there. That's kind of like a head bopping, you know, make you want to bop your head and make you want to move. It's like rescue. Amen. I pray you guys are enjoying these songs. Amen. This
yes.
is just an awesome platform. Amen. For us to be able to get the music out, to tell people about the ministry. You want to give them the website, Pastor Shelley, where they can go and purchase the music?
Yes, they can go to www.wordandphrasefaithministries.com. Again, that's www.wordandphrasefaithministry.com.
And there's a PayPal app on there where you can go and listen to the songs. If you heard something that you like and you want to download it, all of the proceeds go to Word and Praise Faith Ministries. For those of you, the Lord is touching your heart concerning me and my wife and the ministry, and you would like to donate to the ministry, tell them how they can donate to the ministry.
They can donate through Cash App, $WPFM5200. Again,
right.
That is Cash App, $WPFM5200.
If you need to reach us for any engagements or to come out and preach and share our music with you, you can reach us at number one, area code 443-525-0286. Amen.
Yes.
And just
and
leave
we
us
can
a
do
message.
Some. Yes, we can do virtual conferences
as well.
As well,
mm-hmm.
and also some music as well for
yes.
you if you need that to be
yes.
done. That service.
And we got another song coming up that we wrote, and talk about this a little, Pastor Shelley. This is called No More.
No More. Well, this song here can minister to anyone. Again, it can minister to anyone. No More. There are times in our lives when we go through things and we feel like, you know, I can't handle this anymore. Enough is enough. You know, I can't deal with all the pressure of life. But then somewhere in your spirit, the Lord can speak a word like he spoke to us and spoke to me during the time when I wrote this song. He spoke to me and said, you shall live and not die to declare the salvation of the Lord. You're not going to be, this is not going to overtake you. And then the apostle helped assist me and write it and producing it. And it's like, you know, you're not going to be overtaken by this. No more. I'm not going to put no more in you. A lot of you go through no more than what you can handle. I'm going to make a way for you to escape. So I pray that this song be an encouragement to you. The Lord would not put any more in you than you can handle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
All right. We won't put no more on you than you can bear.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed singing that with you.
Yeah. We took a bunch of our friends in the studio.
Yes, praise the Lord.
One of the first songs we went in the studio and did. And got to give a shout out to Mr. James Tyson. Amen. Who was the first one who originally helped us produce that, co-produced by myself and Mr. Tyson. And some of our friends went into the studio with us to get that done. And Pastor Shelley, she just belted out those vocals along with myself. And what an awesome tune. He won't put no more on you.
And you can bear.
Yeah.
Please receive that word on today.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
Hallelujah.
Know that the Lord would not allow you to go through anything.
Yes.
If you're going through it, it's because he knows that you're going to come through on the other side victorious.
Yes.
Because he's already called you. He said you're more than victorious.
Yeah.
You're more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Just be encouraged today. We came today to encourage your heart through songs, to let you know that he knows everything that you're going through.
Yes.
He understands what you're going through. And guess what? It's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you wiser. Hallelujah. You're going to come out of this, hallelujah, with just more knowledge and more understanding of who your God is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On that note, we
don't have much time left. But we got time for maybe one or two more songs. And you said, know that you're more than a conqueror. I think we need to go to More Than a Conqueror. Can we go to More Than a Conqueror?
I have on there, let's see here. We had everything was put in order. I think
we want to go with the rest of the
order. Yes.
And we know that you may go through trials, but we do know one thing, that the rest shall be in order when he comes. Again, we're coming to you. My name is Apostle Dr. Kevin Barber, with my lovely wife, Senior Pastor Dr. Shelley Barber, from the Word and Praise Faith Ministry.
Delivering souls
with the sword in our hands
and praises on our lips.
Amen.
Yes.
We're going forth now with some more praises on our lips. Amen. And so this song is a very special song to us. It's called The Rest Shall Be in Order. Amen. I pray you enjoy it.
Thank you.
We will be coming back to you on next Saturday, amen, at the same time at the 2 p.m. for the broadcast. We pray you enjoyed our broadcast today.
Yes.
We also wanted to let you guys know that on September the 29th at 2 p.m., you will be hearing us again. Amen. And with that being said, this is Apostle Dr. Kevin Barber and
Senior Pastor Dr. Shelley Barber.
And remember that God loves you.
Yes.
Amen.
God
bless you.
God bless you.
Have a wonderful day. Stay beneath the blood.
Yes.
God bless you.